We are concerned, and one of the reasons why we have taken this initiative with Police Scotland and with the Moray Council is to understand what is happening and to reassure parents and the wider community that we are on top of this and that we are actually taking these incidences seriously. In all the cases, what we're trying to say to young people is that there are lots of different structures within schools that if they don't feel safe or they feel they're being bullied, they need to talk to people in schools, people that they feel confident with, and we've got lots of structures in schools to support them. And that's the most important thing, that they feel that they can talk to some people. But bringing in weapons into schools is just not acceptable. It's against the law, and we need to deal with that as well. I believe we have good relationships with our parents within Aberdeenshire, and that they understand that our duty is to make sure that schools are as safe a place as possible for people, but we need to work together. The big thing in all of these issues is that we have to work together. Parents and police and the Aberdeenshire Council, we all need to work together to help young people feel safe and feel supported within their own schools. We regularly ask our children in different kinds of surveys and obviously within schools as well. Of course, things will happen in schools. Schools are just a microcosm of society. So things will happen in schools and some young people will be very unhappy or something will have happened. And of course, sometimes they won't feel safe. Our job is to make sure that they know the structures that are in place so that they can come and talk to people about that as well. So it's really important that message gets across, that there is always somebody there that can talk to them and can help them with their issues.